Okay, I want to share with you my famous Beis Halevi. Whenever you talk about a famous Beis Halevi, it just means a Beis Halevi, because everything the Beis Halevi wrote is famous, everything he touched turned to gold, everything he did was, somehow that's just always the way it is. There is a famous question of the Beis Halevi on the commitment that Klal Yisrael made at Har Sinai, of Nasa V'Nishma, meaning obviously Nasa V'Nishma are the words that that are the most prominent in our minds in terms of Kabbalah Satorah, and they're so important, in fact, that the Gemara tells us that Hashem himself was overwhelmed when he heard them. Who told Klal Yisrael, about who told my children about the power of these words? Hashem sent Malachim down and put two crowns each on, you know, on each of our heads. Echa kineged Nasa, v'echa kineged Nishma. So you'd imagine that such a phrase, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was so proud of us, he sent Malachim to put crowns on our heads as a result of that phrase. You would imagine at the very, very least, that commitment should be binding. Right, that it should be a binding commitment. That we're so proud of that commitment. Nasa v'nishma should be a binding commitment. So Beis Halevi points out, lahalacha, l'chora, it's not binding. Why? Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, Chiyev Atzmo B'Davar She'eno Katzuv, Kegon Sha'amar, Hareini Chayev Lozunosach, Aluksusach, Chameh Shanim, Afal Bishakonim Yado, Lo Nishtadeh. If a person is mechayev himself on something that has no set amount, it's davar sheino katzuv, like you say, oh, I'll buy you clothing for 5 years worth of clothing, but I have no idea how much clothing you're going to need over the next 5 years, so you're not meshabid yourself. A person makes a commitment to do something that doesn't have a clear finite limit, then it's not a binding commitment. Very similar to asmachta, that's not binding because you don't really know what you're getting yourself into, and you don't really think of the full extent of that commitment, right? So, and that's even more troubling when you consider that if the commitment isn't binding, this is a pretty big one, right? Meaning if the commitment of Nasa V'Nishma isn't binding, so it means that, you know, L'Achramei V'Asrim, you go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go up to the Beis HaShemayla, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, no, what do you have to say for yourself? How come you mevatel so much Torah? How come you did this Avera, that Avera? You failed to do this mitzvah or the other? You weren't tovel the grates on your barbecue and whatever. You know, how come you did all these things? What are you going to say? You're going to say, look, the contract was void. It's like, you know, you go to court and when you get a ticket and the cop forgot to fill in, he copied down your license number incorrectly or something like that. So you say, look, you know, there's an error over there. It's not binding, and that's it. And you get off. So, you know, we've all heard, you know, countless Musar Shmuzin about the big bechina up in Shemayim after 120 years when we're going to have to answer, you know, Nesasim Nesatim Be'emunah and Kavati Itum Matara Sakim Be'erivy It's Pisa Lishup Papadu B'chakma Hivanta Dover Mitov Tav. You're going to be able to say, no, I didn't really do any of those things, but that's okay because I wasn't really obligated to do any of those things. Nasa V'Nishma is a davar sheino katzuv. It's a beferish Rambam, right? You're going to, up there, you probably have access to the Rambam himself. There's a Sephardic Chacham probably, you know, that I would like to call in as a witness, and he's going to come and he's going to tell you that you're not obligated. So the approach taken by the Beis Halevi is that we did commit to a davar katzuv. It's not a davar sheino katzuv. The commitment wasn't to do some number of as of yet unspecified mitzvahs. That would not be binding. In a chinami, that would not be binding. The commitment was to give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu entirely, to become avdei Hashem, and that is a davar katzuv. I am a davar katzuv. I'm giving myself. I know exactly what I am. All of my kochos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam holds that you're allowed to sell yourself as an eved. Aye, but you don't know exactly what the avdus is going to entail. What's going to be? You don't have to know because you're not committing yourself to the avdus. You're committing yourself to be an eved. It's not the avoda that you're committing yourself to. It's being an eved. It's the avdus that you're committing yourself to. The Beis Halevi contrasts the obligations of Bnei Noach, which is a list of seven mitzvahs that they have to do, with the obligations of a Jew, which aren't just a list of mitzvahs, but it's an entire nullification of oneself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that explains why the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tafayim Dalid says that Bnei Noach are not mitzuvim kiddush Hashem, and we are mitzuvim kiddush Hashem, because our obligation is adam ki yamus ba'ol ein divrei Torah miskayim lo misha meimis atzmo aleha, that we have to be totally moser nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to give ourselves for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mitzuvim kiddush Hashem, Bnei Noach chayvim mitzvos, and if one of those seven is not kiddush Hashem, so mil, then I'm mitzuvim kiddush Hashem. There is a second answer offered to the question of the Beis HaLevi by the Chida. Unlike the Beis HaLevi, the Chida assumes that our commitment is a davar she'elo kitzvah. But, he says, there's an exception to the rule that a commitment that's she'elo kitzvah is not binding. There's an exception to the rule. There is an example of something she'elo kitzvah, and nevertheless it's binding. All he says, all you have to do, the Chida says, is just read the very next halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam, the very next halacha says, "Umipnei ma haposek im ishto shiyizonas bita chayev lazona." Why is it that when you make a deal with your wife that you're going to support her daughter, that you're going to have to support her? You don't know when you get married what the daughter is going to need, how much clothing she's going to need, how much food she's going to need, but you had no idea, right? Anyone who gets married has no idea, right? They sign a ksuba, and efach ve'ezon ve'afarnes. Any of the married people, do you have any idea how much clothing women need? Like, you know, that how many pairs of shoes? Women, you know, like when you pack to go away for a weekend, you check your pocket and see if whatever you need fits in the pocket, you know, and you're good, right? But you don't need seven pairs of shoes. One for this, I'm like, So I can't be seen in the same shoes Friday night and Shabbos day. But I mean, you know, and there's shoes to walk to the shul and then to put on in the shul, and then, right? So you never have any idea, but mipnei she pasak b'shas nisuin, says the Rambam. When you make a commitment at a shas nisuin, you're all in. Meaning it's the idea of ein lo kitzvah is similar to the concept of asmachta. I wouldn't really commit to this thing if I really knew the full extent of it. When you get married, I would commit to it knowing the full extent of it. I'm all in. I'm all in when I get married. And therefore, when you're in love, you do things that people in love do that are crazy, that you make commitments that you're not even sure you know how to keep. So the Chida explains, Maimon Har Sinai is a marriage between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So our commitment of Nasa Nishma was made in the context of love. And therefore it's binding even if there's no limit to that commitment. And that's why there are so many minhagim of weddings that are really mimic Maimon Har Sinai, that are meant to be patterned after Maimon Har Sinai. Rabbeinu B'chai writes that we break a glass, I think he writes in Kala Kemach, that we break a glass under the chuppah, as a zecher to Shviras Haluchos, unlike Tosos and Brachos, it seems to imply otherwise, as to bring down the Simcha. And it's a Zecher to Shviras Haluchos. The Tashbeit HaKatan says that the Chasen and Kala stand under a Chuppah as a Zecher to Kafa Aleh Mahar Kigigis. So that's why it needs to be a Chuppah. A lot of times you go to a wedding and they have beautiful flowers surrounding what should be the chuppah, and there's actually no chuppah on top. So like one of the first things I do when I'm a Sadeh Kedushin is I run to the chuppah room to make sure there's actually a chuppah there, because sometimes the florists are very creative in making very nice things, but there's not an actual chuppah. You need an actual chuppah over you. You want to have kafah aleh and har kigigis, and so whether that's the reason for it or not, you want to have a chuppah. The Tashmit Zakatan further says that we hold candles down the aisle. I don't see that everyone does that, but it's an old minhag that when you're walking Chas and Kala down the aisle, that the Shushvinim carry candles as they walk down the aisle. So where does that come from? So he says, this is Zecher to the Kolos of Vrakim, to the Vrakim of Matan Torah, to the lightning at Matan Torah, that all of this is a reenactment of Kabbalah Satorah. We even find that Shavuos is celebrated in a similar way that we celebrate a wedding. Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer explains that the common practice not to say Tachnun for the entire week after Shavuos is because you don't say Tachnun the week of Shavuot Brachos. So this is your Shavuot Brachos with the Ribbono Shel the week after Shavuos. There are even Gedolei Rishonim that composed a special Nusach of Tanoim and Ksuba for Shavuos that reflect our marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rishonim that composed a Tanoim and a Ksuba as if it's an actual marriage. You know, on social media, you'll see that going around online, someone will do a shtick where they'll put, you've been invited to a wedding of Knesset Yisrael, and, you know, whatever. It doesn't, doesn't sign on the bottom Hore HaChasan in our religion. That's another religion, but okay. But the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, tells us Amra Masharshi Amra Vidi Kolar Karbonos Ksiv Chet Siir Izim Echad Lechatas Uvatzeres Ein Ksiv Chet Shenemar Siir Izim Echad Lechaper Aleichem, not Lechatas but Lechaper Aleichem. Why is it that the word Chet doesn't appear? So Amalem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mekiven Shekibaltem Aleichem Ol Torah Mal Ani Aleichem Kiilu Lo Chatasam Yemeichem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a tremendous mechilas avonos. Tremendous mechilas avonos and shvuas. Mal ani aleichem, as if you never sinned. When else in your life, other than Yom Kippur, do you get a tremendous mechilas avonos? On your wedding day, right? That's also, as you say, in every Yom Kippur, Shmoneh Esrei, a mincha, on your wedding day. That's why the minhag that people give, a chasam gives brachas, because now he's a tzaddik, so now he just had a mechilas avonos. So we assume that he has some sort of kalach habracha that he's able to do. So it follows that all of it is about this idea that the nasa v'nishma is a commitment that's a davar sheyesh lo kitzva. I'm sorry, that's a davar sheyesh lo kitzva, but because it's done out of great love, it's therefore binding. So I think each message is important to contemplate as we go into the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah. Nasa v'nishma teaches us two lessons, the lesson of the Beis HaLevi and the lesson of the Chida. First, of the Beis HaLevi, that there's absolute bittul of oneself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That every decision in life is, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? It's not, what does it take for me to get ahead? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? And that's why, perhaps, why on Shavuos night, we give up on our most basic need, which is sleep. A human being can't function without sleep. Becoming a Talmid Chacham requires a degree of Mesiris Nefesh, and we're willing to be Moser Kol Nafsho, we're willing to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And second, to realize that we're falling in love. You know, it brings to mind the Eglei Tal's Hakdama, that when you're learning Torah, you're supposed to be enjoying it, it's supposed to bring a person to a great sense of Simcha, the Eglei Tal writes that people have the mistaken impression that when you learn Torah, you should, the greatest sense of Torah Lishma is to hate it and do it anyway. So that I can't stand it, but I'm learning anyway. So Eglei Tal writes, no, the greatest kiyum of Talmud Torah is to be in love. That's what Rabbi David Bashefkin always quotes Rabbi Tzvi Berkowitz from Eretz Yisrael, when they asked him, you can learn so much more during the day than you can at night, because your mind is clear, you have a long, long day, so you get much more done if you did it during the day. And he said, no, but when you're in love, you do crazy things. So you show that you're in love and you're doing crazy things. And that's because that's the impression. Agav, you could still learn during the day. You know, it's Rabbi Shai Schechter started in Woodmere a number of years ago, late afternoon shiurim on Shavuos. And, everyone said to him, you're crazy, no one's going to come, everyone's just up all night last night. And the people who weren't, okay, so you'll get the people who weren't, you'll get a few old folks who can't stay up all night or whatever. But no one's going to come. Well, why not? You slept all morning, you finish, you can go to sleep again, take another nap, then what's going to be the next night? Then you're not going to be able to sleep that night. So what are you doing between 5 and 8 on Shavuos afternoon? I mean, of course, so he started this program. I speak at it every year, and it's not because of me. The speakers before me and after me get more people coming than I do, I think. But like 800 people fill the room. It's unbelievable. Like, everyone's looking for more Torah. It's a time that, so it should be a time that we are looking for more Torah. But that's also part of what you do when you're in love. That even when you went, all through the night, you still want to learn a little bit more. I've told you in the past, Rabbi Reisman, who we were zochet to visit a couple of weeks ago, I'm pretty sure, his minhag is every Thursday night he stays up all night. Because he figures, it's the end of the week, I could push myself a little bit. So what does he do Friday morning? He goes to Vasikin, and then he goes to Yeshiva. Right. I'll sleep Friday night. I can push myself a little bit more. Okay, now that's it's a lot more. It's a lot more than most of us are capable of. But I guess a person has to build themselves to that point. But that's that sense, at least on Shavuos, that sense of being able to push ourselves to become Talmid Chacham, of showing that we're in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're in love with the Torah, that's a very chashuv avodah. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you.
switch to Bet Mikvah when I didn't like it so much.
Yeah, I mean, it was. It was written in the